So, welcome back to Brooklyn Boat Works Student Boatcast. Today is January 19th, 2021. It's a Tuesday, cold outside in New York, but sunny. And tomorrow is the inauguration in DC. So, Shifa and I decided to do an inauguration themed podcast. Well, inauguration and America and what it means to live in this country in this time. So Shifa had a conversation with our amazing alumnus and instructor, Kiara Rivas, about everything that's going on right now at this moment. A lot of important learning from this episode. I certainly enjoyed listening to it. So I hope you do too. Enjoy.
I'm Shifa Qureshi. I'm an instructor with Brooklyn Boatworks. I've been with Boatworks for about 2 or 3 years now. It blends together.
My name is Kiara Rivas, and I'm a senior at Columbia Secondary School. I first joined Brooklyn Boatworks when I was in ninth grade.
So how have you been? How has 2020 affected you? I know it's been a big year.
2020 has affected me in a lot of ways. And at first, I looked at it negative because of everything that was going on. But then I took the more positive approach in seeing how this pandemic and all the protests going on and everything kind of coming to light, I kind of took it as a year of realization.
How have you felt about the political situation this past year? Has it affected you in any way?
The political situation has affected me. I think the way it has affected me the most is to see how sad things have been going in this country and how someone that is seen to be a leader for a lot of people can be so cruel and do so much damage and just put so many people, so many cultures and races in danger. And, you know, it's just like, sometimes I think to myself, this is really the world we live in, and this is a person some people look up to. It's just crazy to me. So it's just like I said before, that kind of realization and how life is in today's society is just sad.
It's definitely been a trip, and now we are the day before the inauguration recording this. How are you feeling currently in the moment about that and about the new administration coming forward?
I'm feeling good, but not 100%. I think I'm feeling good because Trump is going to be out of office. You know, we don't have to deal with him anymore. But at the same time, there's so much distrust in today's society with the government and politics. We don't really know what to expect because promises have been made before with other presidents and stuff like that. And they haven't come along the way they said it would. So I'm hoping for the best, but I'm not getting my hopes up too high. But I do see it as a kind of a moment of hope, but also, more importantly, a moment of truth.
A moment of truth is a great way to put it. This transition of power is something that I'm looking at and trying to absorb and hoping goes well and peacefully, but there have been so many protests. And speaking of the transition of power, the current situation in the Capitol, how did you feel when you found out the Capitol was being taken over?
I was in disbelief, to be honest. I'm like, this has to be a joke. I'm just like, how is this even possible? All the security we have, you know, everything. But another way that I was in disbelief is how the situation would be treated if it were a bunch of minorities. Because a lot of the BLM protests were peaceful protests, and they still got maced or gassed, even killed. So it's like a lot of the precautions that were taken towards the BLM protests weren't taken in the Capitol. And it just shows the disconnect and the privilege some people have. And it's really just disappointing.
I'm in the DC area currently. And Yeah, it's a difficult situation. I've been told not to go outside. I disregarded that on Friday night, and as a minority myself, I felt so much danger being outside in that area. So that's what we've all been dealing with to a lesser or greater extent, no matter where we are in the country. Just this uncertainty and this political uncertainty and the uncertainty brought on from the pandemic. It's been a lot. How do you're a student, so I'm really interested in how you're balancing so many roles, how you
Oh,
ground yourself.
I wonder the same thing. I feel like it's really hard to be a student right now, or to be working, or to be a human being. With the pandemic, the way I kind of manage things is by I do a lot of meditation now. I tend to get a lot of anxiety when there's just so much piling up and so many issues going around. It kind of like builds and builds on me. So I kind of tend to just de-stress by doing certain rituals and stuff. I think the main thing I've been doing this year is just trying to relax, because a lot of what I was doing before is just always trying to work and always trying to have something done. And I feel like a lot of us kind of noticed that this year, how much our mental health is important and how many breaks we need and time to really take care of ourselves and, be in tune with yourself and your energy and all that.
I'm sure you've been talking to friends, family, teachers. How have they been processing current events, the protesting, the riots, the election disputes?
Well, my family personally and my friends, they're just like, this is just incredible, Kiara. And I sometimes they don't have any words because of everything that has just been going on. A lot of it is just hoping for something better to come.
Speaking of hopes, I think that especially as minorities, we've always felt so hopeful about this country and been let down so many times. What are your hopes for the future of this country?
Have a lot of hopes. My dream would be for everybody to be equal and nobody, is seen as a threat without doing anything. But I just really hope we can alter the system in a way where it works not against how it is now, but for minorities. Because I feel like even since like the Declaration of Independence, like minorities were kind of lied to, and there were a lot of loopholes in the system that worked against minorities. So I think about it like in a way, like how can you really be successful or grow in a system that works against you? You can't, So I just hope for, we're the youth. I hope for a better future. I hope we take precaution and, learn from the mistakes of others and things change, hopefully.
Something amazing about students today, of this generation basically, is that they are taking those steps forward. There have been so many protests and political actions that are student-led. Have you ever participated in anything like that?
Yes. I actually went to a protest and my family thought I was crazy because we're in the middle of a pandemic, but I thought it was very necessary to have my voice heard. And I feel like a lot of the people in my community, or just a lot of the people I know, hold back on doing certain things like that and inevitably don't have their voice heard ever. So I feel like, me taking a step to go to a protest is a step in the right direction.
You're 17 right now. You weren't able to vote, but what was running through your mind on election day? I know I was a
Oh
mess.
my God, that was a mess. I'm just like, this is a joke. Like, a lot of the stuff I feel like that happened in the election that just passed is like things that have never been even allowed to happen before, things that were just like very sneaky. it just felt really weird. And like I said, it's just so much like distrust and no honesty in this country. You don't even know what to expect.
What do you want the new administration to really do?
I want the new administration to enforce a lot of things. But I think mainly what I hope for now and the future, and I think it's not something that can be changed overnight, definitely not. But I want to live in a country where I'm not afraid if my brother's going to get killed because of his skin color, or if I'm going to see my dad tomorrow because, you know, he just walked on the street or something. I want to, you know, live somewhere safe. And not, I know not everyone's going to accept everyone for who they are, but I think I would hope for respect amongst people. And I don't want to see the same mistakes and tragedies that have been occurring, not only in 2020 or 2021, but for as long as we can remember, really.
Safety, respect, basic decency, humanity, that's really what we're, that's the platform that we want the new administration to put forward. People talk about America as this land of the free and liberty. How do you define those terms? What do they really mean to you?
I think freedom and liberty is definitely not what America has represented, but I think liberty is being your own person without being afraid what others are going to judge you on and what others are going to do to you because of where you're from or because of who you are, what race you are. And I think freedom and liberty is having the same opportunities as the person next to you, no matter if they're from a different race or culture, but just really being the best version of yourself you can be without having anyone kind of step in the way of that.
I really hope that that's what freedom and liberty come to mean in America's future.
Yeah.
I'm currently in the Capitol, which is such a unique position to be in, with all of the turbulence of this political transition. I've been thinking a lot about what it means to be an American. Have you always defined yourself as American? How do you feel about being from this country?
I haven't really said, oh, like, I'm an American. I haven't really identified myself as that. I feel like my family has, like, those who are from, I'm from the Dominican Republic, where my dad is. And I feel like my family from over there kind of defines me as an American. And I feel like when they see me, it's like gold, like they kind of praise you when you're from America. And I feel like the reason they do that is because they really haven't lived in America and they don't really know how it is. But I've never really said, oh, I'm an American, because it's not something, not that I'm not proud of, but it's not a country I really want to represent myself with. Yes, I feel like a lot of the opportunities I've been given in America are great, but a lot of the things, like their system and a lot of injustices that are going on, is not something I want to be kind of represented by, if you know what I mean.
For sure, yeah. I feel like sometimes as a minority, you feel even more pressured to present yourself as American.
Yeah, I don't really feel included as a minority. I don't know how you feel, but I don't really feel included, you know? So I wouldn't want to associate myself with anything I don't feel included in, you know? It feels like a disconnect almost.
There's definitely a disconnect. There's a different America that different people live in, depending on how they look and perceive the world.
That's a great way to put it. I agree with you.
Let's try to look at the positive for a moment.
Yeah.
Something that you're looking forward to in 2021.
Something that I'm looking forward into 2021 is going to college. I'm going to be the first out of my family members not to go to college, but to go away at college. And it's a big step, but I feel like I took this opportunity to seek for independence and do things that are new to me. And I just want to make the uncomfortable comfortable for me and just venture out and figure myself out, really. So I'm excited for what this year has in store in terms of my career path and what I choose to do and everything that I hope to learn from people and stuff like that. Oh, I actually want to bring up something. It was a realization I came to. I was reading a story. It's called I Went to Yale, But My Brother Went to Prison, something along those lines. A brother went to Yale University and his older brother ended up going to jail because he was racially profiled. And it talks about how the brother who went to Yale was so glorified and he was seen as kind of a success story in being a minority or a Black man. And he talks about how society kind of misses the bigger picture in things and how he wishes not to be an exception, but a reality in his culture. And he wants to see people worried about the right things, which is being racially profiled and why his brother went to jail and not holding certain individuals to a low standard because of where they come from, kind of. So I wrote about that realization, like kind of being an exception in this society and how just because you're from somewhere, you can't do certain things, but it's not true, you know?
Really hits home about now, especially when we're seeing white supremacists scale the Capitol. And I can't imagine even walking up to that building.
Yeah.
It's so good to have you on board. I'm so excited that you were here on this podcast, but also that you're going to be joining Boatworks as an instructor in the future. I think you're going to be such a positive influence on the world.
Thank you so much.
I'm going to sign off with just a question about if you have a happy memory or a positive experience from 2020.
I think a positive is just making it out of 2020 and living through the year. No, honestly, because I don't know, it just felt like the longest year ever, but the shortest one at the same time. It really didn't make any sense, but I think I'm just grateful to be alive because, like I said, a lot of people just didn't make it, and I think that's really positive, and it's something a lot of people may not realize, and they might complain a lot about the year, but it's also like, we're so fortunate to be alive because there were so many people who died because of, you know, Corona or just other things. And it was just a tough year. And I think we should be grateful to be here.
That is such a relevant and beautiful statement to end with. This year tried in so many ways to kill us through a pandemic, through police brutality, through government and political tensions, and we are so lucky to be alive to see a new year.
Yes, we are.
Thank you so much, Kiara, for the interview. This podcast was made by Brooklyn Boatworks. We'll see you next time.